Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Keehan. Today we'll discuss the article by Omia et al. Titled, Toll-like Receptor 9 Prevents Cardiac Rupture After Myocardial Infarction in Mice Independently of Inflammation. This article published online December 1st, 2016. Joining me today are Associate Editor June Sadoshima, Lead Author Kenya Otsu, and Content Expert Rick Kitsis. Let's get started.
Hi, everyone. Today, we'd like to discuss the mechanism of myocardial rupture. As you know, myocardial rupture is a very serious complication of acute myocardial infarction. In this paper, authors address this issue by using toll-like receptor knockout mice and also permanent coronary ligation model. And they found that the myocardial rupture is increased in toll-like receptor knockout mice, suggesting that toll-like receptor prevents rupture. And in terms of mechanism, myofibroblast proliferation is impaired in toll-like receptor knockout mice. But interestingly, the extent of inflammation was similar between toll-like receptor knockout and wild-type mice. And as you know, after myocardial infarction, reparative mechanism and inflammation and also remodeling are activated. But how reparative mechanism, which is protective mechanism, and inflammation, which is detrimental mechanism, are regulated is not well understood. So let me ask the first question to Dr. Otsu. What is a known function of toll-like receptor 9 and a novel function of toll-like receptor 9 that you discovered in this paper?
Previously, we have reported toll-like receptor 9, TLR9, signaling pathway is playing an important role in the genesis of heart failure in response to pressure overload. There, mitochondrial DNA stimulate TLR9 receptor. So in this study, we hypothesize that TLR9 signaling is also important for cardiac remodeling after MI. Surprisingly, toll-like receptor 9, TLR9, is not involved in inflammation at acute stage after MI, but TLR9 inhibits cardiac rupture by promoting proliferation and differentiation of cardiac fibroblast.
So the obvious question is why the myofibroblast is selectively affected, but inflammatory cells are not affected by knockout. And do you have any thought about it?
I think many signaling pathways can activate the inflammatory response. So at least we can say at very acute phase of MI, such as 1 day or 3 days after MI, TL9 is not involved for inflammation, but the other mechanism can activate inflammation, I think. At that stage, TL9 signaling is important just for fibroblast proliferation differentiation. But I don't know why TL9 or another signaling molecule has different effects during cardiac remodeling.
Regarding that point, it occurred to me that since the TLR9 knockout was germline, it's possible that there could be some changes in the inflammatory cells, even though histologically the overall infiltrate didn't seem to be affected at all and the cytokine profile didn't seem to be affected at all. Mm-hmm. But we didn't formally look at that population. But the thing that really had a change was the proliferation and recruitment or number of myofibroblasts and specifically proliferating ones. So obviously you went with the positive lead.
Yes, I agree. So we don't investigate in detail the subphenotype of an inflammatory cell, but we haven't published in the paper. Most of inflammatory cells are macrophages. So we characterize macrophage, which M1, M2 is prominent in the infarct heart. So both wild-type and TL9 knockout hearts, the M1 and M2 are almost half and half. So they show an equal distribution of filtrate, but we don't know further details.
Another thing I wanted to ask you, Kenya, is in your Nature paper where you discovered the TLR9 remodeling and inflammation in the TAC model. Inflammation was a big factor there. I mean, I think you're absolutely right in the conclusion you made that the models are different, so the mechanisms don't have to be the same. But do you have any guesses as to why the effects of TLR9 on inflammation were not a big thing in the post-MI model when they were in the TAC?
That's a very nice question. We don't know the detailed mechanism to explain your question. However, in pressure overload heart model, so everything occurs in cardiomyocyte. So mitochondrial DNA stimulate TL9 receptor in cardiomyocyte. But here for MI, there are a massive necrotic cardiomyocyte cell death. So mitochondrial DNA has to, deliver to the circulation. Then that mitochondrial DNA stimulate enter the cell, cardiomyocyte or inflammatory cell, and induce some subsequent signaling cascade. But I don't know why such a difference in stimulating mechanisms result in a different outcome.
Well, that's a really good point. I forgot that in the TAC model, all the action was taking place in the cardiomyocytes. And when you explained it, another idea just came in my head. Is the DNA leakage mechanism also happening in the cardiac fibroblasts, or is there some other mechanism that activates the toll receptors?
We don't know in vivo what is going on, but in this paper, we showed ODN that contain a unmethylated CpG motif, which is characteristic of mitochondrial DNA, can stimulate proliferation differentiation of isolated cardiomyocyte. Definitely, cardiac fibroblasts has ability to respond to mitochondrial DNA for proliferation differentiation.
Another interesting aspect of this paper is that you showed the reparative function of a myofibroblast, but interestingly, you showed that the fibrosis or accumulation of external matrix is not obvious. So what is the function of a myofibroblast in terms of preventing cardiac rupture?
So myofibroblast is very important for scar formation. They mature fibroblast produce collagen, but that takes 4 days after MI. So in that period, during when we observe in this paper, is cardiofibroblast is not mature enough to produce mature collagen. That's why we don't see lot of collagen deposition in infarct area. That's our we think. But at that point, as you know, myofibroblast has a contractile ability, so that prevents cardiac rupture.
I see. And in terms of the connection between NF-kappa-B and myofibroblast proliferation and differentiation, I know you looked into the possibility of MYC being the mediator, but that maybe turned out not to be the case. How much is known about the role of NF-kappa-B in myofibroblast proliferation differentiation? We always hear about TGF-beta and SMADs. What previously has been known about NF-kappa-B?
There are several reports showing that NF-kappa-B, activation of NF-kappa-B result in the proliferation and differentiation of some kind of cell, including cell cancer cells or fibroblast.
So it'd be interesting to maybe in the future transcriptionally profile the cardiac fibroblasts from the wild type or the knockouts, either with or without the ODN that activates TLR9, and maybe see if there's differential genes that mediate that effect, transcription factors.
Yes, I agree with you. That's, the most important question from this manuscript is how NF-kappa-B can induce proliferation differentiation in fibroblasts. So the method you are suggesting is the best way to elucidate the mechanism.
Can you apply this knowledge for the treatment of acute MI patient to prevent rupture. For example, if you can somehow stimulate TLR9 by some drug treatment, do you think you can selectively block rupture without stimulating inflammation?
Yes, it might be possible, but I honestly speaking, I don't know. We don't have any specific inhibitor for TLR9. There are several inhibitors reported, but it's pretty much a non-specific. It's activated TLR9, but as well as TLR4. But if in the case we have a TLR9, role of TLR9 might be time-dependent after myocardial infarction. So in a very early stage, TLR9 inhibitor may be good to prevent myocardial cardiac rupture, but later on, the inhibitor may inhibit inflammation at the time. So we don't know the role of TLR9 whole time course after MI.
So thank you, Jinya and Rick. This paper addresses important question in terms of balance between reparative mechanism and inflammation, detrimental mechanism. Obviously, more study is needed, but certainly I provide a very provocative idea. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology podcast. For more podcasts like this, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.